Those who thought that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam must be a Farishta, they didn't appreciate Nabi. Those who thought that he must be Allah, they didn't appreciate him. Appreciate him that he is the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. And in that message of being the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ مُعَلِّمًا. I have been sent as a teacher. So this is so important, everything about ilm and the details of it. The first ayat that was revealed, Iqra. And with regard to that, Allama, Bilqalam, everything about knowledge. The first instance the Quran Sharif mentions in the beginning is, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. All about knowledge. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at him as an educator. Look at him as a teacher. He has been sent as a teacher. And if you look at him like that, as Maulana was explaining for Barakat, but definitely that is in its place. But not only for Barakat, not only to enter Jannah, that is a great thing. But the thing is, look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as muallim, as a teacher, and he was the greatest teacher of mankind. What a pity we as Muslims, we don't see a lady, a non-Muslim lady, listed the 100 top people of the world. Right on top she puts Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What an educator who took out people from idol worship. He took them into the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Took them out of the worst of character and akhlaq and put them on the highest pedestals of akhlaq and character. So look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a muallim. And then again, any person who can be judged he can be measured and judged to what extent was he successful. Look at his students. And if you want to see the success of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam as a muallim, look at the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. His first and direct students, and till today, all the ulama are the students of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam indirectly. And look at the work of the ulama. In our times, look at the great, great work. If you think of Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani, rahmatullah alayhi, Qari Muhammad Tayyab Sahib, rahmat Maulana Ashraf Ali Tan, you can't finish the list. Your time will go, you can't finish the list. There is all the barakat of innama bu'ithu muallima. Look at what a teacher. Look at Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayh. Look at all the great, great people. Then you will understand my Nabi, and you won't be able to stop reading durood. That's the only way truly you can appreciate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that we send salawat and durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Innama bu'ithu liutimma makarim al akhlaq. Akhlaq and character. Look at what the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, jo murda the, wo auron ke rehbar ban gaye. Those the sahaba who were dead people before accepting Islam. What was the Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, what were their lives, burying their daughters alive and doing the most inconceivable things, unbelievable things, and where Nabi sallallahu, and in a short period of 23 years. Allahu Akbar. What a muallim. How he has changed the akhlaq of people, how people, the attitude was, how husbands treated their wives, how children treated their mothers. All this Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, understand who is Muhammadur Rasulullah. And then more greater than that, here in this ayat, see what Allah Ta'ala has taught us. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. And those people, الَّذِينَ اسْمِ مَوْسُولَ. And those people, those people who were with him, the Sahaba-i-Kiram, radiyallahu anhu.